remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you a true and inspiring story of a great-hearted woman and a great-hearted land. Meet Arizona's Aunt Adeline. More than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. That's why, when you're looking for distinctive greeting cards, it's wise to look for Hallmark cards. For in Hallmark cards, you'll find the beauty and charm of fine design. Heartwarming color used with the greatest of care and good taste. And, what's even more important, you'll always find a Hallmark card will say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So remember always to look on the back of the cards you buy for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. They're your assurance of finest quality. Tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now, to preside over our program, here is your Hallmark host, Tom Shirley.
Thank you, Dan Donaldson, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe some of you have known a woman like Adeline Gray. If you haven't, you're going to meet one in a million. A woman of fire and steel and tenderness. A woman who knew her own greatness and dared to live up to it. And to play Adeline Gray, we have one of the most talented actresses it's been my fortune to meet, Miss Hester Sondergaard. With her is another brilliant cast assembled for our play. And now, come west with me. The year is 1868. The wagon trains are rolling into the pitiless sun of the great southwestern desert. As the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you another great story in the Reader's Digest radio edition, Arizona's Aunt Adeline. The wagon wears a mantle of dust. The heads of the mules droop lower. Ahead lies a vast valley of cactus and sand, rimmed by purple mountains, called on a rough map, the Valley of the Sun. The young woman's fingers tighten around the man's calloused hands.
Empty, isn't it, Lum?
Yeah. A man could leave his bones out there and nobody'd ever know. We'd better catch up with the wagon train.
Wait a minute, Lum.
What's the matter?
I was just looking at the way the sun slants over those mountains.
We've got a long ways to go, Adeline.
Mighty pretty. Like nobody ever set foot on it.
Nobody but Indians. And they moved out 1,000 years ago.
Mom! Look over there.
Where?
Past those big rocks. You see it shining?
See what shining?
Water.
Oh.
Where there's water, things will grow. And where things grow, folks can live.
I'm thinking of gold, Adeline. Nobody ever heard of gold around here.
I'm thinking of a place that's clean and new and promising. A place sort of swept out by the sun and the wind. Where maybe we build the first house, plant the first garden, and raise our children.
We're missing the wagon train, Adeline.
Drive a little further into the valley, Lum.
Thinking
of
train of soul within 1,000 miles.
Habit, I guess. You have a good day?
No better than the last, nor the week before that.
Adeline, we're wasting our time.
I've got something to show you.
What?
Look over there beyond that barrel cactus.
What is it?
Turnip greens.
Oh.
Up in a week. Things grow like magic in this soil if there's water. Let me show you something else.
Hmm?
You see those ridges across the desert there?
Sure. Ditches the Indians left a long time ago.
Now, aren't you ashamed? A grown Christian man letting the Redskins outsmart you. If those heathens could irrigate, so could we.
Now, look here, Adeline. I didn't bring you all the way from your pa's plantation in Arkansas to scratch in the desert.
And I didn't marry you to see you riding a mule all over creation looking for devil's gold.
All right. I'll help you with your turnip greens.
Love, you'll find more gold in this soil than you ever thought was in the whole state of Arizona. It's the sun, love. I think Zeke don't like it too much. Now, come on, Zeke. Just stay into this ditch. Come
on. Go on, Adeline. I don't know how you talk to those critters.
White woman. She likes you.
What? Say, how long you been here?
I come behind hills. Watch from rocks.
What's your name?
Mary Many Tracks. Me Pima Indian girl.
Can you speak English?
Learn white man missionary.
Mom, do you hear that? Where do you come from?
Other side of Salt Mountain.
Well, I declare.
Me see white man wagon up on hills.
Wagon?
There's no wagon up on the hills. There's nobody in this whole valley but us.
White man wagon on hills. Me tell you.
Me come out. Oh, wait. Mary, wait. She's gone like a shadow. Mom.
You go on with the mule, Adeline. I'll go up and take a look.
Lum, do you...
Redskins can be ornery liars, but I sort of believed her. If there's a wagon lost at the head of the valley, we better find it.
I'm coming with you.
No, you better not. It might be a trick. I'm taking my gun.
You won't need it.
What makes you think so?
I've been sort of expecting folks.
Expecting folks?
I mean, I've been saying a few prayers, Lum. Just myself. I figured if the Lord didn't want to send me any children, he wouldn't mind my asking for a few neighbors. We better get going. You say your wagon broke down.
Yeah.
What's your name, stranger?
Pump Handle, ma'am. This is Pump Handle.
Well, I never heard that name before.
I never heard of folks in this valley. You camping here?
We're living here.
Lemon?
Yep. Just like any folks, with the help of the Lord.
You traveling alone?
There's another wagon behind me. My brother's wife and a young one.
A baby?
Yeah. Hollers all the time. That's why I went ahead of him.
Up in those hills, a baby and a mother? Lum and Pump Handle, you go right up the valley and fetch those people here.
Now, wait a minute, Adeline.
When you get back, you're going to build another lean-to against our cabin. We're going to put them up.
Adeline, you don't even know them.
The Lord moves in mysterious ways, Lum Gray. But I know when he's speaking.
Pretty.
Go on, Bob, your own wife. Well, I reckon I got a lot to be thankful for. 20 cabins in the valley now.
First thing you know, Adeline, you'll finish this old desert getting folks to settle.
I didn't get them. They just came. They saw our ditches and our crops and they stayed. But, Lum, it isn't right yet.
What ain't right?
There's more to living than cleaning out cactus and digging ditches.
Well, that's what I've been telling you, Adeline.
And it isn't getting rich either. Lum, you got to stop getting the men all stirred up over gold. They got work to do. A lot of work to do.
What you got on your mind, Adeline?
I think we're to have a meeting, that's what I think.
A meeting? What for?
A lot of things. About the way we live. What's going to happen here.
All right, Adeline. I reckon you got to get rid of that energy somehow. I'll be up in the hills.
You going prospecting again?
The first man that strikes gold in this valley is going to be on Easy Street.
You'll go up in the hills, Lum Gray, if you got to. But you'll be back by Thursday week. That's when I'm having my meeting. Pump Handle? You seen anything of him yet?
No, not yet, but... Well, maybe he got off the trail.
Oh, Lum knows this valley better than the Redskins do. Do you think anything could have happened?
Oh, now, don't you go worrying, Miss Adeline. Reckon he just don't like meetings.
He said he'd be here.
Everybody's waiting, Miss Adeline.
I don't know what to do. I don't feel right. Oh, Lum.
They're getting restless out there.
pump handle.
Yes?
You go down the road when you're in. Keep watch.
Why, sure, Miss Adeline, but don't you go getting stirred up.
Who stirred up? You come back and tell me the very minute you see me. Well, it's because we've all got to do some thinking together. Now, our valley is growing. More people are coming all the time. We need a blacksmith, pretty soon a store. We've got to sit down and figure out what kind of a place we want this to be.
How about a saloon, Miss Adeline?
I reckon you'll see to that, Samuel. You men are going to put up in this valley is a school.
School?
Yep. And then we're going to dig into our jeans and pay a good teacher to come here.
Well, what you figure we ought to pay a teacher to teach in this school? We ain't got guilt yet.
What he's worth, $100 a month.
Well, reckon you ain't heard this line out here in Arizona. We generally pay about $15 a month.
Yeah. That's why you've got nothing but cactus and Indians. Are you men going to get to work and do it?
Oh, we want to go along with you, ma'am.
Adeline, I got something to say.
Sure, Kate.
I think the school's fine, but there's something else we got to do first.
What's that?
Those Indians.
They're friends.
That's the trouble. They're coming into our town and look at them, practically naked.
Yep,
so
it's easy. Now, do hush up. Kate's right. If we're going to have a civilized school, we're going to have pants. Kate, your man got an extra pair of trousers you don't wear much.
Well, we don't.
We sure have.
You, Sophie?
I can find one.
Hannah?
Yes.
And Ruth?
Sure.
Now, Mary Minitrack.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you heard this meeting. We're going to hang these trousers on the mesquite tree where the road starts into town. You tell them redskin braves if they don't want to get their skins punctured, they better keep them covered when they tap our streets. Now, about this school.
Miss Adeline.
Yes, pump handle.
He's coming down the road now.
Okay. Now tell him to tie up that mule and get right in here. We need him.
I reckon you do. He's struck gold.
There's gold up there, wouldn't be any use. But if there isn't pump handle, you know what'll happen. The ditches won't be dug, water won't be carried, the whole valley will go back to Texas. This will be another ghost town. Well, it's not going to happen. It's not going to. You hear? None of my after. Start all over again and irrigate this valley with a soup ladle. It's going to live as the Lord intended, and I'm going to see it done.
In a moment with the second act of tonight's drama, presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. And now, here's Grandpa and Peg.
Oh, Grandpa, Mommy's expecting a nice surprise for me today.
What was it?
Well, when I walked into my room...
What happened?
There was a whole set of Hallmark dolls pinned up on the wall. Now I can see my Hallmark dolls all the time, and still take them down and read the stories. Whenever I want to.
You know, that's a real smart Murray you've got, Peg. I never thought of using Hallmark dolls to decorate a room, but what a fine idea that is.
Yes. Mommy said herself it made the room look so much brighter and gayer. And I love having my Hallmark dolls where I can see them all the time.
From the tops of their pretty heads to the tips of their toes, Hallmark dolls are dreams come true for youngsters everywhere. Now with Hallmark dolls, youngsters can see and play with characters from their favorite storybooks. They can read a new version of nursery stories they love, told inside each Hallmark doll in gayest rhyme. Remember, Hallmark dolls are the newest kind of greeting card you can send for any and every occasion throughout the year. But more, they're dolls from the land of make-believe. Each Hallmark doll wears a gay plume top hat, looks as pretty from the back as the front,
So send Little Red Riding Hood, Bo Peep, Cinderella, and all the other Hallmark dolls to every youngster you'd like to please. Hallmark dolls are only 25 cents. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy your Hallmark cards. Now back to Arizona's Aunt Adeline.
I've been waiting.
Up at the mine.
Again? Well, I reckon you got to now that you own it.
Now, Adeline, I know how you feel about finding the gold, but it did a lot for this valley.
I never said it didn't. I rode up to the schoolhouse today, Lum. Mr. Thatcher said something right nice. Like poetry. He knows a lot of things. Even for a teacher.
Well, that's what he gets paid for.
He said here in this valley we raised a town on the ashes of an ancient civilization. And something that raises out of ashes is called a phoenix. Phoenix. That's a right pretty name.
Never heard it.
I thought it'd be a nice name for our town. Phoenix, Arizona.
Before you get a name for a place, you ought to get some law and order. Two more horse stealings last night.
Well, you men would build a saloon. Just let them outlaws come round here.
Adeline.
Yeah?
Are you happy?
Why in the world would you ask anybody a thing like that?
I mean, happy living out here like this?
What you got in your mind, Lum Gray?
I got a chance to sell the gold mine.
Oh.
I know you don't like me talking figures all the time, but...
How much are they offering you?
$60,000.
$60,000? More money than I ever heard of. What would you do with it?
A lot of things. There's a lot of places we never seen, Adeline. Maybe better places to live than this.
Maybe there are. But I reckon you better let me think that over. I couldn't rightly answer now.
Yep, by gosh. When we put it up to Miss Adeline, she said anybody stealing horses and killing men ought to hang for it. So we strung them up. Two of them.
We're watching while the rest of them was run down.
Blame devil if I ever saw her like.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this petticoat town.
What's that, stranger?
I said, is this petticoat town?
That's what I thought you said.
The Sunday school town where they don't allow shooting.
That's right. We don't like shooting here. What's your business?
Traveling through. Bartender, give me a double. Straight.
We like to know about strangers here.
Looking for good horses.
The last fellas would come around looking for horses was strung up on a tree yesterday.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Everybody in Arizona knows this town is so ladylike you got hemstitching on the saddles.
You better move on, stranger. We don't like that kind of talk.
When I'm ready. So long.
Miss Adeline.
Mary, what are you doing up at this hour?
Here, horses.
What?
Somebody with horses, I know.
You stay here.
Me call. Help.
No time for that. Give me that wrapper.
No. You no go. Miss Adeline, bad men hurt you.
Listen to that. That's my Thunderbird. They're taking my men.
Miss Adeline, wait. Where you go?
I'm going where I can get a good aim. Right now, stranger. Maybe you'll tell me what you were doing in my corral.
Will you untie this bandage a little?
It's tied the way it ought to be. Tight. To stop the flow of blood.
You're a queer one. Shooting a man and doctoring him.
I don't aim to let either man or beast suffer around here. Where are you from?
Tombstone.
I thought so. You think as long as you carry a couple of guns, you can write your own laws. Well, this town is different.
Yeah, I can see that. This is the first time I've seen white sheep since I left Kansas.
What you been sleeping on since?
Flour sacks, when I was lucky. Ivan rolled into some cactus one night.
Why don't you go back to Kansas?
Now?
Maybe you wouldn't. Then again, maybe you would. You might like to sleep in white sheets again, son. But I can tell you, if horse stealing's your trade, you won't fit here or anywhere else. Now you get. And if I ever catch you in this valley again, I'll shoot, and no doctoring. Did you ever sleep on flour sacking?
Don't reckon so. Why?
Sometimes it makes you itch. Then again, it's not as bad as cactus.
What in thunder are you talking about?
Lum, that horse thief I shot the other night kept fingering the sheet I brought out. It's like it was moonbeam.
Now, don't tell me you're going to buy bed linen for the outlaw.
I'm not buying bed linen for anybody. But maybe if folks had some nice things around, some of the shooting and the cussing and stealing, that go out of this country.
Have you told that to the sheriff?
It isn't up to the sheriff.
It don't make sense to me.
Well, then I'll speak plain, Lum. You said you could sell that gold mine of yours for $60,000.
Gee, if I wanted to.
You want to. So you can stop worrying about it and sleep nights and live like a human being. You sell that gold mine. You build us the biggest, finest house money can buy.
You mean back home, Adeline?
I mean right here in this valley. The Lord didn't send us a family, Lum. But that's not going to stop us from having a home. For anybody who wants to come into it.
A rosewood piano. I haven't seen one of those since home.
Solid oak door. Every inch of.
And look at the transom. Tinted glass. The latest style from Saratoga.
Will folks enjoying yourselves?
Sure are.
There's refreshments in the dining room.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
It sure knocked him over, Miss Adeline. He can't talk, much less eat.
But they like it, Pumpandle. Look at their faces.
Some of them sort of cry.
Miss Adeline.
You want me?
Could you come a minute?
Yeah, what's the matter?
It's Lum, ma'am.
Lum?
He's out in the old lean-to beside the stables.
What's he doing there?
Well, he's calling for you, Miss Adeline. He wants you.
Calling for me?
Yeah.
Something wrong?
Well, he don't feel so good, Miss Adeline. In fact, he's took sort of bad.
Took bad? I'll come right away. Lum. Oh, Lum.
This one's from the senator, Miss Adeline, saying how much he enjoyed staying here.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's from that girl who kept her baby
here. Put them in on my desk, Jim. I'll answer them later.
Since you built this house, you're spending money so fast on other folks that you're going to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
Am I now? How soon?
Well, I don't know, but it's...
Well, then we won't worry. Leastwise, we got other things to think about.
What else have you got to worry about?
What? This valley. People have settled down here so comfortable they take it for granted. They don't know that out beyond's another valley. And another one. Waiting for water.
But you can't irrigate all creation.
If you're trying to say I'm old, you're right. I'm too old to grow turnip greens or clear cactus. But I'm not too old to know that folks have got to keep pushing west, pushing the desert back. And if I can't talk him into it, I hope somehow the Lord will help me.
Well, I reckon he will if you want anything of him. Miss Adeline, I didn't like to bother you, but there's a young fellow waiting outside.
Waiting? What's he doing that for?
He's headed west. He said his dad brought him here years ago, and you took care of him as a baby.
Where is he?
Up at the house. I figured you were resting.
Son, I put around a shot into a horse thief one night who figured I was resting. You get right in and send that young man along. He's heading west, you say? I reckon then I don't have to call on the Lord yet.
And Jeffrey Bryant as Lum, and a superb cast for bringing Aunt Adeline to us so vividly. Adeline Gray died 10 years ago in poverty. But you and I and Arizona are richer for having known her.
Folks, you can't imagine how many uses you'll find for Hallmark dolls. Youngsters everywhere love to collect them, and when they see one, they always want the entire set. So send Hallmark dolls as birthday gifts. Use them for table favors, party prizes, and smartly, too, to decorate a youngster's room. Send them to cheer little folks who are ill, or just to say hello. Hallmark dolls are only 25 cents. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy your Hallmark cards.
Be sure to tune in again next week when the makers of Hallmark cards open up an exciting new series. You'll want to listen to more fine dramatic stories set against the background of Jack Miller's imaginative music. And you'll get added listening pleasure from the dazzling lineup of famous stars who will appear on our future programs. Les Tremaine, popular young actor known for his radio appearances as the Thin Man and First Nighter, will be on hand as your Hallmark host. In the weeks to come, you'll hear Les welcome the top names in the entertainment field. A list that includes Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Ralph Bellamy, Frederick March and Florence Eldridge, Roger Pryor, and next week, that great international star of stage and radio, Gertrude Lawrence, as the great international scientist, Madame Curie. This is Tom Shirley, looking forward to being with you again next week for another fine dramatic program from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards, America's favorite greeting cards.
Adeline was dramatized by Margaret Lee Worth from the article by Orrin Arnold as it appeared in the Reader's Digest. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloeb with music especially composed by Jack Miller. To be doubly sure of the finest quality, always look on the back of your cards for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. This is Dan Donaldson speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Be sure to tune in again next week for the Reader's Digest Radio Edition, starring Gertrude Lawrence in The Indomitable Jury. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WBBM Air Theater.